What's going on, everyone? It is Matt here with another Sleeper Wire short brought to you by the Sleeper Wire Network. Today's topic, we are going to talk about rookie draft strategies and some different things you can do to help win your rookie draft. So we know that the NFL draft is finally here, and thank God. We can finally move past all of these bad narratives and ridiculous storylines that have been talked about with some of these prospects here lately. We will be able to learn where some of our favorite players will be playing over the next couple days and over the next couple years of their career. Now, some of you may have already started and or completed rookie drafts. We've seen kind of a new trend in the industry here lately where people who have paid attention and watching these guys through college have started doing rookie drafts before the NFL draft because you can get some perceived value. Most drafts you will see kick off either later this summer or even as early as Monday with the NFL draft wrapping up on Saturday. So I'm going to give you guys a couple things that I do, five different things that I do when I attack my rookie drafts, kind of things I do to help myself build up and win, in my opinion, a rookie draft. And we're going to start with number one, and that is build your own big board. If you haven't already, you need to build a big board before your rookie draft. Regardless of how many leagues you are in, you need to look at every team, see what your team needs are and what you need to do. Who are the best players overall? Have that all lined out on a board, whether it's on a board sheet, however you want to do it, but have it lined out to what your team needs are, but what also the best players are in the draft. You know, if you don't have time to do the research yourself, consult with other people or find analysts that you trust to help build out your rankings. It doesn't have to be one, could be two, five, 10, 20. Find some analysts that you trust in their process and have not steered you wrong and help use their thoughts on these players to build out your big board. And again, build it based on who the best players are and then maybe highlight what your team needs are. It's a super flex draft. Maybe you're light on wide receivers. So you want to highlight some of these wide receivers, deeper guys or guys to target early to help build out your dynasty team and or teams. Number two, team needs versus best player. Just because your team is shallow at wide receiver doesn't mean you have to just draft wide receivers. Always, always, always take the best player available. It's what Bill Parcells said in real life in his NFL draft, and I believe that to be the case here, because say you are in a super flex draft and you're sitting there at number three and Justin Fields and Trey Lance and Mac Jones are on the clock, but you know you need a wide receiver, and so you just decide to go Ja'Marr Chase. While Ja'Marr Chase may have a very good career and may be really good, and I do expect him to, in a super flex league, those quarterbacks have built-in value, and you want to take the best value at every pick in your draft because, especially with quarterbacks, that value is likely only to increase over the next couple of years. You don't want to pass and take a wide receiver just because your team needs one, where the value may not be there and the increase for some rookie wide receivers may not come till 3 or 4 years down the road. With QBs, as I mentioned, and especially in Superflex, there's the built-in value. You take the best player on the board, while it may include adding depth to your team, if it's a Superflex league and you have two quarterbacks, it may not seem great to take that third quarterback, but if one of those guys gets injured, you already have a backup plan, and if you end up with four quarterbacks who are all good, you now have value to trade from. And in my opinion, it's always great to grab players who have already proven themselves in the NFL than rookies, because while we all love rookies and we all love this time of year, NFL draft season, our rookie draft season, a lot of these players have not proven anything except for on the college level. And as we've seen, more often than not, you see players bust than succeed. I always say if you can, build with the value, take the value, build the best team around you. Even if that means you come up short somewhere, if you have a bunch of value on your team, you can then trade for proven players who already have some value inherently built in. Number three, don't overrate landing spots. Landing spot is not the end all be all in the NFL. For the most part, the NFL is the ultimate meritocracy. We've seen over the years people fading players because they go to quote-unquote loaded rooms or quote-unquote bad teams, yet if the players are really as good as we expect them to be in the way they produced in college and continue to do that in the NFL, they will end up winning those jobs. Just to give you guys a few examples, over the past couple years, we faded A.J. Brown. Not everybody, but as a collected community, a lot of people faded A.J. Brown when he went to Tennessee, saying, oh, he can't produce there. Marcus Mariota's not going to be able to get him the ball. Look what he did to Corey Davis. Well, then Marcus Mariota gets benched, Ryan Tannehill comes in, and A.J. Brown becomes a wide receiver one. And some of that is due to his skill. Some of that due to situations always change. So don't overrate landing spot. Continue with that same draft. N'Keal Harry was a wide receiver that myself and many others said was not going to be as good as some people thought he was based on the college tape and the highlights. New England drafts him at the last pick in the first round, and everybody shoots him up their boards as the number one wide receiver pick, and we've seen how that's worked out. I'm not saying that N'Keal Harry's not a talented wide receiver. He definitely has some talent. You have to take that into consideration where they go as well. And landing in New England was not a great fit for his skill set, and we've seen that that has not played out. And even as recent as last year, many people had DeAndre Swift or Jonathan Taylor as their number one running backs in the class based on their skill and talent alone. Then, we saw almost the same exact situation we saw with New England. The Kansas City Chiefs take Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the 32 spot, and all of a sudden, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the next coming of Barry Sanders. Everybody and their mother jumped him up to that number one RB in regular formats, and they're one of the first players off the board even in Superflex formats. Don't overrate the landing spot. The skill matters. If you have a wide receiver rated as the number two wide receiver and he goes to a bad landing spot when the number six wide receiver goes to a good landing spot, doesn't mean that they should jump him. If there's little in between those guys for you, then yes, it's always safe to move guys up and down based on landing spot minimally. And I mean minimally. You do not want to overreact to a landing spot and think that because a player goes to a good or slash bad team that they will be done for. Again, I'll just continue on DeAndre Swift. Many thought with him going to the Lions, he wouldn't get much playing time behind Kerryon. And yet, look at what he did in the second half of the season when he finally got the ball. It's a meritocracy. If they're really as skilled as we believe they are based on what they did in college, they'll end up winning out those jobs and becoming the studs you want them to be. So take it into effect, but again, minimal effect. Number four, don't double tap on draft capital. Draft capital isn't quite what it used to be. Nowadays, we've seen teams are more and more willing to move on from rookies as contracts are easier and easier to move on from, quarterbacks for the most part excluded here. While hit rates for quarterbacks is much higher with first-round capital, we have seen a guy like Dak Prescott succeed getting that fourth-round draft capital. Wide receivers are much more likely to succeed in the NFL if they get that day one or day two. Some tend to succeed more because they continue to get more chances, a la N'Keal Harry, who a lot of teams we've heard are possibly thinking about trading for. He's going to get another shot somewhere, and that comes with the draft capital. Whereas running backs tend to hit if they are drafted in the top two rounds. However, we can't only draft the players that are taken in the top three rounds of the draft, right? We'd only be having like a 2 to 3 round rookie draft. Some of you go 5, 6, even 7 rounds deep. So while I wouldn't suggest drafting a 6-round wide receiver in the second round of your rookie drafts, if you believe they can play and they land on a team with a weaker depth chart, shoot your shot. Take your shot on these guys in the later rounds, not in the second round, not in the first round, but grab them in your fourth and fifth round because some of these guys could end up producing, but you want to be smart about it. If you see a wide receiver you have ranked as your number three wide receiver and you expect him, I'll use an Elijah Moore. Many people have Elijah Moore rated as a first-round wide receiver. If he goes in the first round, don't then bump him up three spots in your wide receiver rankings because he went to a good team. You expected him to go to a good team, and vice versa on bad teams. If a Ja'Marr Chase were to go to, say, the Detroit Lions, it's not a great place for him to go. You wouldn't drop him out of your number one spot or even your number two spot just because he goes to a bad team, because if he is going to be as elite as we think he is, he's still going to end up producing a la and A.J. Brown a couple years ago. Last but not least, and this one is a big deal for me, attack values when you can. Number five. If you see a top player slipping, don't be afraid to move up and grab him. If someone is offering you multiple picks to drop back a few and you can still get one of your group of players in a tier, do it. Don't be afraid to make that move. If you're sitting there at the four spot and you have six players in your tier right there and they want you to drop back three picks, chances are you're going to get one of those guys. I would say chances. There's only three guys who are likely going to go in between those picks, right? If your team is someone or you're as a team that needs multiple players and you're trying to quickly rebuild, do it. do it quick. I mean, don't hesitate. You know, don't get locked in on one player. When you get locked in and set on one player that you just have to have, you sometimes tend to pass up value to grab them. As much as we love specific players and building out great teams, the more firepower you have and the better talent you have on your roster gives you more firepower to possibly trade for those players later. So attack those values. Try and make moves, maneuver around as much as you can. Don't give up too much and don't fall too far back. You know, look at your tiers. And I suggest everybody rank your players in tiers. And again, if you don't have time to do it, there's literally thousands upon thousands of analysts on Twitter all over the place. Go to their websites, check it out, find the people that you trust, use them and their knowledge to help build out your big boards and the players that you like. Highlight those guys. And again, if it's a guy that you really like and you think you can get, jump up, attack that spot, go get those players, because there's nothing wrong with going and getting your guys either. I truly believe that. So good luck to everybody, especially if your rookie drafts kick off on Monday. I have a bunch of leagues of my own kicking off on Monday. I'm super excited. You guys can go find at SleeperWire on Twitter. They'll help you out with anything. You guys have any questions, whether you're stuck on some players, you can find me on Twitter at SportsFanaticMB. Hit me up if you have any questions. I'll be more than happy to break a tie you have between two players. If you don't want to put it out on Twitter, DM me. I don't care. I'm always happy to help as much as I can. Shoot your shot. That's going to do it for me, everybody, though. Enjoy the draft this weekend, and I hope you guys enjoy your rookie draft as well.